Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat that is Detroit through and through. That was composer, electric and acoustic bassist, educator, recording artist, and businessman, a very busy cat, Robert Hurst, with the tune Morse Code and the Time off the 2018 CD Black Current Jam. This cat has been giving it to the fans for over three decades with his cultivation into a membership of talented musicians from around the globe, fostered by lengthy tours and Grammy award-winning recordings with the likes of Sir Paul McCartney, Charles Lloyd, Wynton Marsalis, Dave Brubeck, Harry Connick Jr. He's even been with Sting, Carl Allen, the legendary Pharoah Sanders, Barbara Streisand, Yo-Yo Ma, and Ravi Coltrane. This guy has been all over the place. We recently caught up with him here at Neon Jazz to talk about how he actually got to this point in his life, and he expanded on the alpha of it all.
Everyone in my family is saying, like, lawyers and doctors made a lot of money, so I probably, like, kind of fake wanted to be a lawyer or fake wanted to be a doctor. But, you know, I've only had I was a busboy at Elias Brothers Big Boy restaurant for one day, and that was my only non-music job. So, yeah, it's been pretty much music.
He has performed on over 150 diverse and critically acclaimed recordings and happens to be the inaugural bassist, and he happened to be the inaugural bassist in the house band of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for eight seasons from 92 to 99. His work in performing, directing, arranging, and composing on the NBC program was highlighted with four Emmy Awards in 95, 96, 97, and 99. That means he's good at what he does. His work has been in music scores for films, and he is always pushing the realm of jazz further and further into the public consciousness, and good for him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the epicenter of jazz in the middle of America, full of bright cats, legends, and just brilliance, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here with the jazz you dig, kids. So when Robert was younger, he was molded by a live show. It was the Modern Jazz Quartet, or the MJQ, and man, that would have been a great one to catch right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So with their hip blend of classical, cool jazz, blues, and bebop, man, they had it all. This is the 1958 tune Venice, and as we get into it, listen to Robert talk about that particular show.
I took my father to see the Modern Jazz Quartet, which, you know, we would have gone anyway, but but it was a matinee. I could get in, you know, at age, I was probably seven, and I remember we sat right in the front row, and I was right in front of Percy Heath, and he sounded amazing, and I remember that was kind of the first time. You know, my dad played a lot of jazz around the house, but that's the first time I kind of connected with it. And it really touched me because they were like, you know, and Mel Jackson was right there. It was just soulful and bluesy. And I saw the connection between that and Motown and all the other, like, the funk stuff that I was listening to.
Thank you.
this is Robert Hurst from Detroit, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy.
That was the LA-born and bass talented pianist and composer Chris Bowers with this song, Lonesome Road, off the Oscar award-winning movie, circa 2018, The Green Book. And it was a movie about Don Shirley, and this cat is a young guy that's doing great work. And along with the solo work, he has been busy composing scores for other films and TV, including Dear White People and Kobe Bryant's Muse. He has worked with Jose James, Marcus Miller, and even Kanye West. He won the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition in 2011, and that's quite an award to fetch. And he even got a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Music Direction and Composition in 2017 for The Snowy Day. He's a very talented cat. We've had him here on the show and talked to him. It's always great to get him back on here. From one of the best and most accomplished trombonists around these days. I dig this cat. This is Steve Davis. This is the tune Newbie. He's not one, but he's putting it out there off his latest 2019 offering, the CD called Correlations, as this hour of similarities just continues on.
to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMito.
That was the Kansas City trumpeter Alex Abramovitz with his swingin' Kansas City jazz band with the title track off their latest 2019 CD, Fountain City Jive. He reached out to me, and I am very happy to profile this on the show. He's a great staple and a great town. Joining Alex is Max Levy on tenor sax and clarinet, Reggie Watkins on piano, Pretty Ricky Cole on guitar and banjo, Jeff Schwartz on the bass, tuba, trombone, and Liz McKenzie with her years of experience on the drums. And we caught up with Alex specifically about this new album and had to know what the inspiration was. This was his answer.
We definitely have our influences, and while I will say the initial idea was to try to authentically replicate, I think since music has come so far since the turn of the century, you know, when jazz was first coming into its own, and definitely since the 1930s and 40s where jazz was really, you know, growing and progressing, I think jazz has come so far, music has come so far, that just the different influences that we have just couldn't help but find their way in there.
Here's another veteran jazz cat on the show with a new 2019 CD. A lot of new material on the show. We love it like that. This is saxophonist, flautist, and composer Steve Schlegel with the tune Rolling Circles off the CD Spirit Calls, as the spirit keeps on leading here with the jazz on Neon Jazz.
Hey, everybody out there. I hope you can dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Steve Slagle. Hope you're digging Dedication, my new one, and all the great music that's played on Neon Jazz. Keep listening.
That was the Brooklyn-based trumpet player, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Ben Bierman with the 2019 song Bolero Blues off the CD Some Takes on the Blues. This cat, he was an interesting guy, and we had a great conversation. And John Christopher, I gotta say real quick,
Yes.
Brooklyn is the hub of jazz, and I find it almost like a renaissance thing. I talk to these guys about it, and maybe they're too close to it, but it seems like that's where a jazz renaissance is actually taking place right now.
Oh, I would, and I wonder if Paul Simon would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he would.
So. Yeah, I think so. I think it's the birthplace of some good things, and Ben's a part of that. His compositions incorporate elements of jazz, blues, Latin music, and Western art music tradition. And over the years, he's performed with a lot of different artists, including B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Archie Shepp, and many others. He has a blues backbone, but he loves the jazz. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, it was a great talk. He talked about finding his own sound.
It's not easy to find your sound. You know, most of us struggle with this our entire lives.
So, man, dig this jazz energy. This is Puerto Rican singer and bandleader Tito Rodriguez live at Birdland back in 63. Man, that would have been a great place to catch a dude like that.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Swinging. In 1963, this is his take on the A-Train as we jump on and let that steam fill this hour of jazz. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is tenor saxophonist Jim Brennan from the Frozen North, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was Canadian saxophonist and composer Jim Brennan, joined by his 11-piece ensemble with the tune 1111 off the CD. This cat has an original and hip way of approaching the music, and the fans concur, and you can hear it in his voice. And our final act in this jazz sunshine that we just gave you on this hour of jazz that is and was comes from Chicago-born jazz tenor saxophonist Paul Bascombe with his tune, You've Got Me Losing My Mind, and hopefully we got you to lose your mind a little bit on this last hour of jazz that was and that sailed on by.
Let us know if we can help you find it.
Yeah, we're here to help.
Now, right here in our show.
We'll page it. Paging your brain. And it's with that we thank you for giving us your brain to tune into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the captain of this jazz ship round here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Booyah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time.
But
enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Why did you hold me close? Tell me lies. That's why. That's why.
Off, man.
Get out of here.
Neon Jazz.